I've never done therapy before, and the thought of it doesn't appeal to me. But things are getting worse between me and my mom, and I want to change that. So I'll do what I need, and hopefully it goes well. Today I'm heading to therapy. I chickened out on my first appointment, so doctor now set another one. I know I have a lot of emotional issues to deal with, especially with my mom. But I don't even know where to start.
Hey,
how are you?
Fine, I'm Lola, what a pleasure.
Nice to meet you.
Come right on in and have a seat anywhere you're comfortable. Okay. So glad you could make it today.
Me too.
Yeah? Tell me a little bit about yourself, LB, about how you grew up.
I was adopted as a newborn, and I've struggled a lot my whole life with feeling kind of like a burden and a disappointment to my family in general.
When did you first begin feeling that way?
I don't think I've ever felt like I was living up to what my mom and dad expected out of their only son.
You know, LB, adoption is a special thing because it means you were chosen. You helped them expand their family and expand their lives as a whole. But somehow you don't view yourself as having given them anything. And that has to change. What's your heart's desire?
To get approval from my family.
That's not a life plan. First of all, for some reason, you don't seem to value yourself. And if you're unable to see your worth and value, you're going to have difficulty experiencing others perceiving your worth. Now, approval may never come, but self-validation is what's most meaningful.
I've never thought about that.
How would you describe the quality of relationship you have with your parents today?
I feel like my dad can't even look at me. And my mom constantly reminds me of where I should be in life versus where I'm at. And I love her to death, but we can't be around each other for an extended amount of time.
Why is that?
My mom kind of harps on things a lot. And, you know, it's got to be her way right then all the time.
Has it always been that way?
Oh, yeah.
But that's where you have to find your voice and say, okay, I hear you, but I'm satisfied. I'm happy. And you have it well within your right to instruct people to not criticize you. You can say that.
Not to her.
What would happen if you said that to her?
That just makes it 10 times worse. She's a handful.
That can change. You're focused and you're autonomous right now. And you're going to teach your mom to respect that independence and autonomy. And it's okay to separate yourself from circumstances or people if those things are unhealthy for you. But you've got to learn to express your feelings and assert yourself, especially with the people in your life that you find it most difficult to communicate with.
Okay.
Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you. I definitely appreciate you listening. And I look forward to the next appointment.
I do as well. Have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
Bye.
I definitely am more open to therapy after this session than I was before. And I think I needed this kind of reality check.
Because when I fall short, I feel guilty. And if always having my mom do everything for me is the biggest source of my guilt, then maybe the only option is to tell my mom to go back to South Carolina. But I don't know how she's gonna take that. no matter how scary or hard it is. I think this is what I need to do.